This is a production from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Who's there? Come out with your hands up or I will not hesitate to fire. Who's there? No, stay back! Keep back! No!
Doctor Who, Harbingers, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees, Part 2.
Doctor, are you all right?
Yes.
Don't expect any kindness from the Brellians. They're basically galactic bullies.
Oh, so now we're here all together, eh?
I suppose they felt it better to keep an eye on all of us at once.
That's my fault, I'm afraid.
What did they do to you, Doctor?
Oh, nothing much, really. General Kane interrogated me with no technique whatsoever. But I learned more from him than he did from me. They destroyed a Harbinger ship on their way here, or so I'm guessing.
Shouldn't we just get back to the TARDIS?
No, I can't leave yet, Amara. But you could take Officer Yor back for safekeeping if you'd like. Gray and I will investigate the ship. I have a distinct feeling there's something wrong here.
You mean we have something else to worry about besides a power-mad military general and a psychopathic monster on the loose?
We could have more to worry about than any of you could even imagine.
Doctor?
There's no time for explanations.
That's all very well, but perhaps you can take time for just one? How do we get out of here? There is, as you seem to have forgotten, a locked door to deal with.
Ah, yes. Yes, quite. I'm afraid they took my sonic screwdriver after I came to rescue Amara.
Not to worry, Doctor. They, failed to search me so well.
Well, you have your own now, eh? I knew you were clever.
After you, Doctor.
In front of Cheek. Come along, you lot.
Sir, Sergeant Resch and Gunman Tarrant have not reported in for some time. They aren't responding to my calls.
There must be a fault in their communicator.
There was no problem when we boarded the vessel, sir.
Well, there obviously is now. Our numbers are small, but efficient, Staris. In fact, if I say so myself, if Captain Dalto were here, I think he'd be pretty railing proud of us. That Cronin ship is toast, Staris. They're all dead over there. Nothing could have happened to our boys. It's just not possible.
Couldn't we get some light in here? I can't see a thing.
I think I've got a torch in here somewhere.
That's better. Doctor, look! Are they...
dead? Yes.
Doctor, look at their wounds. No energy weapon did that.
Indeed.
A Harbinger?
It seems logical enough. So, at least one of them survived.
But what does that mean for us?
Certain death. Unless we find it before it finds us. Ah, here we are. My sonic screwdriver. At least that's safe.
Doctor?
Yes?
You know that thing you said about us finding the creature before it finds us? think you may have spoken too soon.
Quick, you go down the lift passageway and I'll take the right.
Oh, brilliant, separate. Why die together?
Well, it can't kill both of us. At least I hope not.
Oh, brilliant.
Get out of here, Grace. Save yourself. I'll lead it away from you.
Fortunately, I'm in no position to argue. Be careful, Doctor.
I don't know if you can understand me or not, but I bet you can't catch me.
Sir!
What is it, man?
The prisoners, sir. They've escaped.
But I thought Sergeant Resch took the Doctor's sonic device.
He did. Yes, sir.
I suppose it didn't occur to you lot to search the others more thoroughly as well?
Sorry, sir.
Incompetence! I am surrounded by incompetent fools! I knew that Doctor would be trouble the second he came in through the door. This is General Kane to all troops. The prisoners have escaped. Find them. Bring them to me dead or alive. It doesn't matter which. Just find them.
Do you have any clue where we are?
I've spent most of my time on the bridge. Only the technicians and engineers come into this section.
Then the best thing to do is just to keep going until we find somewhere that looks familiar.
Yourself. Foolish or not, I had to come back. Doctor? Doctor? Doctor, is that you?
Right. Stay right where you are. Put your hands in the air where I can see them.
It's all right. There's no need to get trigger happy.
Save it for the general. Now let's move. Wait a minute. It's Sergeant Resch. He's dead. You killed him.
Don't be insane.
The general will kill you for this. Now come on, let's move.
It's getting darker the further we go.
The lighting circuits must have been damaged during the attack.
What was that?
It's them. They've returned!
Will you please let me go?
Ah, so you caught one.
Yes, sir. And, sir, I found Resch and Bates. She's killed them.
I didn't know such thing!
Very well. Set up an execution squad.
Without any proof whatsoever that I'm actually guilty of anything? You've got to be kidding me!
You're an escaped prisoner and two of my crew are dead. That has guilt written all over it. Well, it's good enough for me anyway.
You can't do this!
I think you'll find, young woman, that I can do anything I want. Right now, I want your friend, the Doctor. Come on, Stars. This time, I'm going to handle this personally. Let's go find him and the rest of his friends.
Yes, General. Come on, you two. Lyson, guard her with your life.
I don't know! I can see it! No! No! Keep away! Help me, Amara! What are you doing? It's going to kill me unless you help me! Amara! No! Please! No!
Barbara? Amara, are you all right?
Yes. It killed Officer Yor. Did you see it, Doctor?
Only a glimpse, I'm afraid. Hello, what's this? What a curious piece of equipment. It's a miniature dimensional stabilizer. How curious. Well, these Harbingers certainly are technologically advanced monsters.
Doctor.
There's no time. Kane's men will be coming. I want you to get back to the TARDIS as quick as you can.
No! I won't leave you!
Well, it's safer than being in General Kane's hands at the moment. I found a couple of his men down the corridor, and they were dead. But knowing how close-minded that man is, I doubt very much he'll believe it wasn't us who killed him. Now quickly, Amara, go!
But...
I'm going to try and reason with Kane. I might just be able to convince him that these Harbingers are for real. Now there's no time to argue, Amara. Do as I say. Run!
All right, Doctor!
Why am I not surprised to find you here, and standing beside a dead body?
If you think I'm responsible for Officer Yor's death, you're an even bigger fool than you look, Kane. Listen, we've got a common enemy here.
I've just seen a couple more of my men lying dead in the corridor, Doctor. Do you really think I'm going to listen to any more of your prattle? Staris, take him away.
Yes, General.
No, you listen to me, Kane. We've got to work together.
I'll deal with you later. Now get out of my sight!
Watch out! I don't believe it.
Are you all right, Gray?
Just about. How did you manage to find me here?
It wasn't difficult.
Oh, right. Well, never mind. Where are the Doctor and Officer Yor?
Yor is dead. The Doctor stayed behind to speak with Kane. He told me to go back to the TARDIS. But I thought it best to come and find you instead. There's a Harbinger on the loose on this ship, Gray. I saw it. I suggest you accompany me back to the TARDIS if you want to live.
Amara, are you okay? You look pretty spooked.
I'm fine, Gray.
Well, okay then. For your sake, we better do as the Doctor said. Come on, the TARDIS is this way.
Very well, Gray.
Right.
She's escaped!
She's killed Ensign Lysen, sir!
What? Who killed your ensign?
That foolish girl was with you.
Gray? No, she's a bit of a handful, I'll admit, but she's no killer. Kane, listen. Look at the evidence. There's a cold-blooded murderer loose aboard these ships. But we're not the ones doing the killing. Now, you saw Officer Yor's corpse. You saw the type of wounds that were inflicted. Now ask your men. They've seen others like them, haven't you?
Sir... What he says is perfectly true. Those wounds weren't inflicted by traditional weaponry. They were like claw marks.
You see, General? Even your men are beginning to see.
Oh, and what about Lysen? That's a burn mark left by an energy weapon.
Well, I can't explain that, but I can assure you Gray wouldn't kill any of your men.
Should we search the ship for her, sir?
No. Drag it! We're all that's left now. Can't afford to go wandering out there to be picked off one by one. Things were going so well. We've just come off two successful battle campaigns, and now some kind of homicidal maniac is loose on this ship.
Does that mean you're prepared to believe me at last?
All right, Doctor. You've been in contact with that Kronek ship longer than any of the rest of us. Do you know if there's any Yentech gas aboard?
Well, I may have seen some in the cargo hold, come to think of it. It's used as a backup energy supply, right?
Amongst other things. Staris, I want you to go and get me a container of that Yentech gas. Then we'll seal the bridge. Flood both ships with the gas and suffocate the Shecking Beast.
Yes, sir.
Wait, you can't do this, Kane. My friends are out there. Yentech gas is lethal. You don't even know if it will even kill these Harbingers.
Oh, Bronze... Yentech gas will kill anything that moves.
Yes, anything you've ever heard of.
But if I'm right, this creature is something that no one has seen or heard from in thousands of years.
Oh, I don't see you coming up with a better plan, Doctor. I'll deal with whatever's killing my crew once and for all.
Is it ever a relief to see the TARDIS?
Grey, wait.
What is it, Amara?
We're not alone.
What? Oh, no. It's between us and the TARDIS.
I know.
I don't see how you can be so calm.
What are you two doing in here?
Trying not to get killed, Sergeant. Look out!
Holy shit! Stand aside, the pair of you. I don't believe it. My weapon didn't even scratch it.
We've got to get out of here.
No way. I can't leave without one of those canisters.
What?
We have our orders.
Your orders may just get us all killed.
Nevertheless, I'm not leaving here without one of those canisters.
You are drawing insane. Come on, Amara, to the TARDIS, now!
Varl, cover me! Varl, no!
That's horrible. It's killed that poor soldier. But at least that idiot Staris got away with his life. And whatever he was after in that canister.
They're all fools if they think they can survive.
That's rather cold, Amara. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Don't you worry about me.
The doctor's still out there. Maybe we should go after him.
You go if you like. I'm staying here.
No, I'll stay with you. I'm sure the doctor will make it back. At least, I hope he does.
Staris, excellent. You made it.
Yes, sir. But it wasn't easy. Ensign Varl is dead. We ran into that creature, General. The doctor was right. It really does exist.
Well, it may exist now, Staris. But not for much longer. Quickly, hook the gas container up to the ventilation system. We'll then flood both ships. Not even a Morellian stiff rat will be left alive out there after the gas has done its work.
But you'll kill my friends, Kane, and they're innocent victims in all of this.
Casualties of war, Doctor. Comes with the territory.
The gas is hooked up, sir.
Well done, Staris. You may as well sit back and relax, Doctor. Nothing you can do to save your friends now.
We'll see about that.
He's getting away! Stop him!
It's too late, sir.
Kesma! And make sure that door is fully sealed.
Yes, sir.
Seems I'll be killing two birds with one stone.
Where am I?
You're in the TARDIS, Doctor. Are you all right?
Just about.
Can we leave now, Doctor?
Leave? There's an alien on the loose out there, and who knows what damage it might do. And believe me, it's very unlikely that General Kane's idea with the gas will have much effect.
The Doctor's right. If we can, we've got to stop that killing monster.
Hmm.
What is it?
The TARDIS seems to be detecting a large amount of temporal spillage.
What?
It's coming from an area of space nearby. I wonder.
What is it, Doctor?
Now, do you remember what Yor said about the Harbingers?
He said that they came from another universe or something like that.
The Harbingers must have used the dimensional stabilizer I found to pinpoint their way into our universe. The section of space they passed through has been damaged, causing temporal spillage.
And how exactly does that help us?
Well, it's only a hunch, my dear, but if I'm right, the Harbinger you saw earlier is most likely a scout, sent ahead to carry out a recon, and to guide the way for others like him with this handy little device.
If you're right, Doctor, then they've already won.
Not necessarily. We don't know that the Harbinger on board these ships has managed to send his signal. Remember, he dropped this. Perhaps he didn't have time to send the signal yet.
You're guessing now.
Hoping more like it. There just aren't many options left to us.
Doctor, what are we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing left to do. I'll have to contact General Kane. We have to work together to fight this creature. This is the Doctor calling General Kane aboard the Merlin. Kane? Kane, come on, you must be able to hear me.
Doctor, look! On the scanner. I can see the Harbinger.
Come in, Kane. Look, your plan with the gas was a fine effort, but it isn't working. The creature's still very much alive. In fact, it's thriving out there in that stuff. We could see it with our own eyes. Kane, come in. You've got to believe me. Kane, I know you've got to hear me.
I can hear you, Doctor. And I believe you.
Then we must work together.
No, Doctor. Perhaps if I hadn't been such a stubborn fool to begin with. But it's too late now. You and your friends should save yourself if you can. I know what I must do.
Kane!
Goodbye, Doctor.
Right, that's it. We've got to dematerialize now.
What?
I know what Kane is up to.
I don't understand, Doctor.
You will. Watch the scanner. Self-destruct. Kane chose the final option. The only option he saw open to him.
I don't know what to say.
Neither do I. Except that I think it's time we had a little break from all this destruction and chaos. Well, I see we're very near the planet Varinth, an old Gallifreyan colony. I used to spend a lot of time there as a boy, you know. Well, what do you say, Amara? How about a little rest? Amara?
Whatever.
What's gotten into that girl?
I just think she's been through rather a lot lately. Should I try and talk to her, Doctor?
No, at least not yet. Give her some space, Gray. And time. I think that's what we all need now. A little time.
Been listening to Doctor Who, Harbingers, Part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees, which starred, in order of appearance, Rich Panaccio Jr. as Resch, Shannon Hilchey as Amara, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Jim Barber as Yor, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Ellie Hirschman as Steris, Steve Dunlap as General Kane, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Harbinger. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors, the co-producer was Ron Smith, post-production editor was Jeff Niles, the sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story Harbingers is owned by Dreamrealm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dreamrealm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for our next all-new adventure titled The Snare, presented in two parts and available soon from Dream Realm Enterprises and found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.